Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm in front of the Andes right now, in my own home neighborhood, sitting in a field, just looking at the mountains, what I can see of them, with clouds over them. And I'm here because this is a place where I feel the energy of the star beings and of the source particularly strongly. I want to ask today about geography. I want to ask the star beings to talk to us about things like energy hotspots or portals, and what difference geography makes and why. Because I had an experience, as you may know, I was recently exploring some new parts of Argentina, a new area new to me, called Capilla del Monte, near a mountain called Uritorco in Cordoba province. And I certainly felt there the energy. It was even louder and clearer than it is here. The star beings were very present. A different group. They used a different name. And I saw in my inner eye, different starships above the different lights above the earth near there. And there was a beautiful, magical, mystical valley called Angamira, where it was very strong and present, this sense of peace and joy. And people in that area say that many, many, many people have come from other parts of Argentina and some from abroad to live there or come there to visit and never left because they feel the energy of that area. And someone recently told me, someone who lives there, that maybe 80% of the village of Capilla del Monte is built on crystal. There's a lot of crystal in the bedrock. I don't know about all of that. I know that I felt when I was leaving that like I was leaving somebody I loved, and I felt really, really sad when I drove past the road that would lead me into that valley and I didn't take it. I had to come home. And I asked as I was leaving, as I was driving, I talked to the star beings, and I asked about the sadness, if it was because I was leaving them. And they said, now that you're connected to us, we're never far away from you, now that you're tuned into our frequencies. So I want to ask today the star beings here above the Andes and those principles of light, as they call themselves, above the Mount Uritorco, if they would come and speak to us and any others that care to, tell us the role of physical earth planetary geography in our experience of energy. And is it worth seeking out these places? We have gathered here for this very purpose, and we are very eager to talk about this because it is an important topic that we want you to understand about. It is just as you say that there are some places upon the earth where the energy frequencies are stronger, more intense, and more firm. What do you mean by firm? They're vibration. They're vibrations. How could they be firm? We mean that they are more consistent. They more consistently hold their frequency. Okay. Tell us why that is and how that affects us, what we should do about that. And first of all, let me ask you for a name. What can we call this group who's here to talk to us about geography and energy? The crystalline caretakers, crystalline caretakers. That's interesting. Crystalline keepers? No, caretakers. Crystalline caretakers. Okay. So, the crystalline care. So, I'm guessing that what you're going to have to say has something to do with this idea of crystals being important. There's no one way to transmit energy or maintain its frequencies that is necessarily superior to all others. Various physical materials have different physical properties. Those properties affect how well that material transmits energy, as you very well know. It also helps determine how well that material can maintain a frequency of energy that it receives. Okay. For instance, crystals have densely packed molecules that make them stable. If you bombard crystals with high frequency energy over time, in great quantities over a great deal of time, those crystals will take on that property. They will take on those frequencies, and they will radiate those frequencies. They will hold those frequencies, continuing to vibrate at those frequencies for a very long time. This means that a mountain which has a great deal of crystal in its rock formation will be capable of holding and radiating that high frequency energy for years. They're like powerful batteries. They've been doing this since the beginning of time. And now the frequencies bombarding the Earth from the center of the cosmos, as many people have been told and have repeated to you, are stronger and of higher frequency. This means that the mountains are helping you to raise your frequency whenever you're close to them. And what other kinds of physical forms are there that are particularly good at transmitting energy or holding frequencies? Wait, because mountains are one kind, but I know that there are many kinds of energy hotspots around the world. Please tell us about some of the others. First, there are many mountain ranges full of crystal and crystalline energy. And that is what we work with. This is why you find us both here and above Oritorco. We're working with those crystals, with programming and holding those frequencies and increasing the frequencies, raising the frequencies to a higher level, higher vibrational rate, so that humanity can begin to live at that higher vibrational rate, which is more attuned to the higher vibrational emotional states of love and joy, freedom, happiness, the spiritual energy of Source at its highest frequencies. And beyond the mountains, what else do we have that factors into this? What about the oceans? Well, the oceans, as you know, are very fluid. So they carry the energy. The energy travels through that ocean water, through all water, in this case the oceans, rapidly, easily. It's a very good medium for spreading those frequencies around the Earth, for carrying those frequencies. But it's a great, vast amount of water to attune and hold. And who is attuning and holding the frequencies of the oceans? They're showing me like starships under the water. There are beings that come from other dimensional spaces and times that have entered the waters, that are there maintaining the frequencies, as well as some of the animal life, as you would call it, beings living in the water. So you're talking about whales and dolphins, that sort of very conscious beings? Exactly so. Exactly. And then what about what people call energy portals or energy hotspots? I call them hotspots because it seems more accurate to me than a portal, because I don't know for sure where that portal leads. If it's said to, that portals are spaces where the energy comes in from higher dimensions and you can actually move between dimensions. And since I don't really know that, I can feel the energy. I just call it a hotspot. These are like chakras on the body of the earth. We have called them portals sometimes, but we also call some of the tiny energy centers in your energy field and body portals. All of these little points are where a feeder line of energy from the center of the cosmos strikes the earth. And those feeder lines, are they what we would call ley lines, like energy meridians and axitonal lines in the human body and energy field? As with any living, breathing body, the planet itself is a physical form used as a vehicle by a conscious being. And as with any conscious being, its physical form is fed and sustained energetically by source energy. How else could you sustain life upon a planet or within a body? These ley lines crisscross the earth above the planet and through its atmosphere, and they connect into the earth at various points. So when you feed energy of a particular frequency into a ley line, it can carry that frequency around the earth. If you feed it into a point where two ley lines cross, they can carry that in all directions around the earth. Okay. So this is why you might find a particularly strong impulse of energy in one spot. The places that attract lots of people tend to be where energy meridians cross, as in that area of where the principles of light do their work. Was there something else you wanted to say? Or where the energy penetrates particularly deeply into the earth. So now they're showing me kind of like a golden pit, is about all I can say. A golden light hole in the earth, kind of, going down into the earth, but covering a wide area and sloping downward into toward the center, into the earth. So what are you showing me this for? What is this? What causes that? A feeder light of energy that goes straight into the heart of the earth, all the way into the center, that penetrates the planet itself, because the planet itself requires energy. So it's not just for the life forms on the surface, but it has to go all the way through. It's like drilling down only with golden light. And this creates a resonant effect for a wide area around. And sometimes this is what people call portals, because they can actually see other dimensions of Earth or beyond while they're in that energy field. Okay, now we're talking. So, I've seen or heard about mystical energy spots, energy hot spots in deserts, for instance, or in just a lot of different kinds of geographical locations. And this would be why. So, going on, what does this mean for our lives? Like, should we all be searching out energy hot spots to live in if we're interested in raising our consciousness, in being the most conscious people we can? As you have seen, sometimes the effect of that is mixed, that impulse, because it not only attracts people of very high frequency energy, it attracts anyone who feels some of that energy and wants to be close to it and feels more conscious in that area. It doesn't mean they're all at a super high consciousness level, you might find that you feel more comfortable there because more people are intending to raise their consciousness, are trying to be conscious. But on the other hand, you might feel uncomfortable with their current level of consciousness. It's not a solution for everyone to just go live in these places because the consciousness of humanity needs to rise all over the earth. And conscious humans are ambassadors, not by talking about consciousness, but by simply radiating it, by simply making their own most conscious choices for their lives, living their lives with love and compassion, first of all for themselves, but also for others, and not trying to tell anyone else the proper path or how to walk their path. Can we be fed by the energy of some of these very powerful places? Just as you might go to a spa to be renewed, to relax, to feel the warm waters, or to receive special attention for your body or your energy field, you can also go to these high-frequency energy places, either physically or internally, by focusing on them, by thinking of them, by listening, by putting your attention on the energy of that place and on the energy of Source is as it is received and maintained in that place. It's not the place itself. It's the energy of Source that arrives there in such abundance and such high frequency. Yeah, okay, I was once talking with the consciousness of the mountains here. This was like years ago. And they told me, we are not the source of the energy, we are repositories for the energy. We're not the source of the light, we are repositories of the light. That is correct. So what would you tell us to do? How can we use this information to improve our lives, our joy, our happiness, our health, our prosperity, everything that we want, and our consciousness? Each one will have their own answer. Each life is different. Some are called to these places. Some are ready to live in the flow of that powerful energy. Others may go and the energy may be so strong that it is uncomfortable to them, and they may need to leave and go seek out another place with a more gentle flow. There are many places upon this earth that have something less intense than the places you're talking about right now. But nevertheless, it is a supportive and kind energy coming from the source. Tell me about the connection that we make with the star beings. I want to hear more about that, what the principles of light said to me. Is it true that we can connect to you energetically and then always have that energetic connection so we can communicate? And is it necessary to make that connection by being in the place where you are? We have to speak interdimensionally here. Because there is another deeper question we felt rising to your mind, which was about the interdimensional nature of these beings surrounding the earth right now, helping humanity, who come from other stars and also other dimensions. There are stars in many dimensions. Stars like you have many dimensional levels of existence and life. Okay, this is getting really confusing. So you are not physically present, or you are physically present. We are both. This is what the principles of light were talking to you about, that we have most of our existence in higher dimensions that you would not call physical, that are not physical. We come from stars. We come from the energy of stars. We embody the energy of stars. We embody source energy as stars that are conscious beings, stars that in their physical form are the physical body of conscious beings, but they are not physical in the sense of the earth. They're fire. So, okay, and we have physically visible forms at times that we take on. We come to physical places, but we exist both in that physical realm and in the higher dimensions at the same time. So when we connect to you then, how do we do that? It's made, your connection is made through your heart as always, as when you connect with the source itself and with your own higher self, your being self. You could connect through the mind. There are formulae that are sometimes used, mental thoughts and patterning, used to make a connection, a mental connection. But the energy that feeds your heart and soul and makes you a healthier being feeds through the heart. You can enter into the higher dimensions through your heart, connect into us, and maintain that frequency so that even when you're not close to us in a physical sense, you are still able to maintain communication. That's what the principles of light we're talking to you about. So is that true for everybody who hears the podcast and hears you speak light language or hears you talk? It is a major purpose of the podcast to make those connections with human beings all over the earth, all around the planet. Because our effect can be much stronger. Our ability to do our work effectively to help humanity raise their frequencies can be much more effective if people don't have to all show up physically in the physical area of the earth that where we are, but can connect to us energetically and then stay in communication with us. Okay. One day I hope that many, many people can come to visit me in Uritorco and we can do some energy work together there and receive a lot of blessings. But right now, as we are scattered around the earth and none of us is free to do exactly what we would choose, or to go exactly where we would choose to go, I should say, because we in some ways have more freedom sometimes to do what we choose to do when we are excused from our usual habits of movement when we can work at home and we have to stay at home. But we can't travel. So now I would like you to send us all that connecting energy, connect with each person listening to this podcast throughout time and space, and attune us to the frequencies we need to be able to be in communication with you at any time we want from anywhere. The soul, the self, and the source of each being in human form, within the sound of our voice, within the range of the sound of our voice, which you are extending through this podcast so greatly, now contains some of the frequencies of the beings of love and light from throughout time and space who are gathered here now as light beings, as star beings, as you call us, around the earth, above the earth, in your dimension and in higher dimensions. Do not be afraid to call on us. Do not be afraid to ask to be attuned to those frequencies. We know you don't all know how to connect into those frequencies, but just trust they're there and ask, because we will hear you. And we can amplify the frequencies, amplify the energy coming into you. And that is what you need to make your life easier. That is what you need to step into these higher dimensional ways of living, higher dimensions of life, where life flows, where fear cannot exist. And fear is the thing that holds you back more than anything else. So we ask you always to recall that you are beings of light, that you are beings of love, that you are also are from higher dimensional places. Throughout time and space and beyond, you have many, many, many levels of existence all at the same time. And you are therefore connected within to the same source of energy that we are. And you are now also able to connect with us at your will, at your choosing. Because it's all dependent on your choice. No one from the higher dimensions will force you to do anything. No one would use a connection to you to harm you, control you, or enslave you in any way. Those are very, very low frequency, lower dimensional intentions and actions. We do not carry them in our field. Most of you, most humans on the earth actually don't either anymore. There was a time when they were much more widely spread on the earth. Certainly no one living in this podcast space with us. No one listening and sharing this space and time with us right now would carry those frequencies. And we want you to know, because there has been fear upon the earth. There are people afraid of higher dimensional beings because they don't know what their intentions are or what their powers are. So that's why we're explaining this to you. You don't need to be afraid to connect with us or with any of the highest frequency, the higher frequency dimensional beings. Well, there's many, many questions I could ask about dimensional realities and all kinds of things, but we're just going to save those for right now and say thank you for explaining a bit about geography, how it affects the flow and intensity of energy, why it could be fun to go to a place. And one day I hope that I'll be traveling around the world to energy hotspots and receiving the messages and passing them on. It would be fun to connect, as it was fun for me to go to Uritorco and to many other energy hotspots. I'm looking forward to being able to do that more in the future. But it's wonderful to know that it isn't necessary to live in one of those places. You can if you choose. The way will open if that's your choice. But you can also go there, indulge in the frequencies, bathe in the frequencies, just as you would at a spa, and then carry them home with you. So, until the next time, I'm just going to ask that you all take time to tune in to yourselves, open those doors, speak to the star being, speak to whoever is your higher dimensional guide of choice. And I'm also going to tell you that we have a new website that is ready for you to visit at voicesfromthestars.com, and there are going to be upcoming online events that you can access, and there are opportunities to support the podcast, to subscribe and receive benefits, receive the messages that come from the star beings in a written, edited form, condensed form that you can easily review, read, digest, think about. And then perhaps if there is enough interest, we'll start doing some online classes where we can talk about those together. And I can help explain and help you understand more. And of course, we'll be doing events with the star beings themselves. So thank you everyone for joining. Please continue to stay safe and to share this podcast with your friends and to just live in the love, the light, and the blessings of the all. Until next time, this is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from my home in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina, at the foot of the Andes Mountains.
Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.